Please, your worships, we now present the crowned Huds. Penned by Michael Dines and starring Roy Hudd, June Whitfield, Chris Emmett, and John Glover, this episode, telling of that merry monarch Henry VIII, are entitled Fourth Wedding and Some Funerals.
Plain six are hard to like. A plate or two pizzas are all right. Green pigs to fill our house. Just one more and we'll show.
Not quite there yet, Majesty. Perhaps you need a voice coach, eh? There's one leaving in 10 minutes. Can your voice be on it?
Hey, Will Summers, you may be jester to our majestic person, but we, Henry VIII...
sets things up quite nicely, I feel, don't you?
Now, art is truth and most saucy jackanapes. Come now, fool, ere our barge arrives at Greenwich. We would have your zany madcap frolics divert us.
That's the trouble with travelling these days, nothing but diversions. The Tudors are great fans of this alternative comedy, you know. Here goes. Verily, 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 why art a beggar's hovel like unto the Pope's codpiece? Waitest for it. Because they both doth give shelter to...
the unemployed.
Enter!
They have been in another entertainment.
Oh.
A wench approach, we would taste your hot flesh.
Sorry, love. Hot flesh in the basket is all. How about a nice cold chicken or... ooh, goose.
What ails your majesty? You scarcely bruise her. Is it the prospect of your coming marriage?
Oh, we do feel some small part quinsied. A dark and noisome phlegm doth dominate our humours. A bile riseth and fills our gorge with palsies and cankers.
Well, everyone feels like that after their stag night, you know. Perhaps if you gazed upon a likeness of your future bride. Master Holbein, the portrait.
A little bit of red here, a little bit of blue. Just a splendid. Can you see what it is yet?
Excellent work, Master Holbein. A most consummate and lifelike representation. Especially the way you got the staple right through her navel. Lovely. Observe, my liege. Princess Anne of Cleves has every curve and feature a man could want. Admittedly, not necessarily where a man would want to find them. And I could swear something follows you round the room. Her teeth, I think.
The barge approaches Greenwich Palace. Will before our wedding some instructions.
After three wives, you need to ask?
Instructions to you.
Oh!
We would have you find us some letters.
I don't think I've got time to get to France, Your Madge.
Love letters.
There's one in there somewhere, Your Madge. Wait a minute. They're coming round, I swear.
Love letters, penned in our youth. It were better we had them returned discreetly before the marriage. Take a small boat. Travel to and search our palaces. Bring us these love-sick jottings within 24 hours. Wilt thou do it?
Willingly, sire. There is, however, one thing that troubles me.
The reward? Will our future happiness depends on what you do ere tomorrow's dawn?
Aha.
Please us, and you shall have your weight in gold.
My weight in gold? Typical. I knew the diet was a mistake. Row faster, boy. This is the king's business. And stop gawping at the houses.
But they'm so high, master. People who lives in them must be a-dangling in mid-air. Feel like any minute they could plummet and sing like a stone.
Yes. There's either been a property slump or we're passing under London Bridge. What part of the realm hail you from, boy?
Devon, sir. Name's Raleigh.
Really?
No, Raleigh.
Ah, my...
Walter Raleigh. I come to London to seek my fortune.
Really?
I hear the streets are paved with precious metals.
Only if the dogs have started laying golden eggs, I tell you.
Well, when I'm old enough, I shall go for a sailor.
Well, you know your own business best, lad. Ah, I spy Lambeth Palace. Home to. My search shall begin there.
Right, sire.
Home too, I say. Take me to the riverbank. Why are we going all over the water?
1,000 pardons, Master, but 'tis my first day in this task. I'm not used to rowing this side of the river.
Yes, Dolls, and?
It ain't easy steering with this A to Z balance on my knees.
Seems strangely deserted. None of the Archbishop's guards or servants. I must needs sound the mighty gatehouse bell. Grasp the rope, brace myself, heave! I should have used the hey nonny nonny knocker, there's no doubt about it. Ah, something stirs within. And the door's opening as well. No more green figs for me, no.
Hollingsmar, come of you. I don't think you'll be disappointed. This ideally situated riverside dwelling, convenient for our new Westminster Abbey office and workshops conversion, and, as you can see, ideal for the larger family. Are you still at this price? All medcons.
Medcons?
Yeah, medieval.
Oh.
Stained double glazing and ensuite crypt with feature fireplace. Here, have a shook at our prospectus.
Oh, Thomas Cromwell, Lord Great Chamberlain of England, Master of the Rolls, Lord Privy Seal, valuations and religious house clearances a speciality. Chamberlain? What happened to Thomas More?
A tiny misunderstanding, bit of a chilly night. The King says to me, Thomas, put some more on the fire.
So you did, I know.
Then I asked him of Anne Boleyn. Got him a trial separation. You know, quick trial, then the separation.
Of her head.
The same. Yes. And now I'm privatising the priories. His Majesty gave me the idea.
Ah, yes, when he said the monasteries are safe in our hands. Yeah.
Result in them monks enjoy the challenges of the marketplace. And anywhere else they can find to sleep. Sure, I can't interest you in this place. Vacant possession, as soon as I can get rid of this sitting tenant.
Yea, verily cease and desist in your simonious sodality, for I, the popular prelate with the crenellated crozier, are come amongst you.
Archbishop Cranmer.
The very same, Will Summers, dear boy. Do excuse the unwonted sartorial dishevelment. I've just been taking a damp chamois to my priest's holes.
Those private places in which perverse clerics seek refuge in times of trouble.
Doesn't clean it up quite as well as it might have, I'm afraid. However, this is indeed a time of great travail, Will. Ever since His Majesty rejected the papal bulls and sent them back to the Vatican, saying...
Bulls to the Pope.
Disaster. The whole nation's packing the churches, arguing about religion. One doesn't know how to stop them.
Well, how about some garden centres with Sunday opening?
And now I've got this new Church of England to organise. Perplexity and perturbation. Naught but doctrinal dilemmas. Should we let our priests marry?
Each other?
One thing at a time, dear boy. Bit of a grey area there. Now then, Master Summers, what brings you to Lambeth?
His Majesty has commanded I obtain a packet of letters.
Oh, lackaday. We used to have a machine in the vestry, but it's broken.
Letters of a sensitive nature.
They were the first to go.
These are love letters, my lord, and I'm instructed to search all palaces before the king weds tomorrow. With your permission.
Oh, verily, and indeed, yea. Proceed, good jester. Rummage where'er thou wilt, save only if... Oh! If you're going to rummage there, couldn't you warm your bells first?
A large chest, full of ruby and sapphire rings, gold necklace, cloth of gold robes, silk slippers.
That's the archdeacon's dressing up box.
A tall cabinet with 12 bishop's staffs. You see, even in Tudor times, the cabinet's full of crooks. Looks better written down, but there we are. Watch this. A sheet of illuminated manuscript bearing just the letter T, In blue, red, and gold leaf.
Oh, yes, the parish magazine. Huh? Unfortunately, the fate was over before the monks finished writing Tombola.
Nothing here, just these gargoyles and this, a hobby horse. Body's lumpy, faded, and badly stuffed. And this horse's face. Oh, hideous even for a horse.
You cheeky bounder. Neff off.
Anna, please, my gracious lady, 1,000 pardons.
Do not grovel, you snivelling little tick. One's just come to see the bally vicar. Make sure there's no blasted cock-ups at this confounded wedding. How do you do?
Oh, joy and exultations. The blushing and virginal bride awaits with maidenly modesty her predestined initiation into the pleasures of connubial bliss.
Neff that, one just wanted to make sure there were enough belly vol-au-vents and crisps to go round. And keep the confounded god-bothering short, do you hear? If we stand up too long, our blasted corns will be giving us chip.
My Lord Cromwell, has the king actually met his intended?
Not as such, but the bloodlines are most interesting.
Yes, I can see the broken veins from here. Archbishop, 'tis plain the letters are not here. I shall have to visit another palace, perhaps Wolsey's old house. My Lord's Highness, I take my leave.
Not so bally fast, you. One thinks we'll come along.
Highness, to what purpose?
Cranmer's told one all about your English rhyming slang. And you think, with our honeymoon coming up, we're going to miss a chance to see King Henry's Hampton Court?
Not long to the palace now. I reckon it be around the next bend. Or maybe the one after that.
Hence, teeth, don't tell me you barely lost again. How can you blasted lose your way on a river?
Tricky things, those contraflows. Now, good job we asked for directions. A dead giveaway, that man speaking French. Now, if I just sit back for the rest of the journey... Oh, hello, what's this in my tights? All large and lumpy.
It's you, isn't it?
No. Wish it was, no. No, it's Cromwell's monastery sell-off prospectus. Convents, £2,000. Priories, £5,000. 3 cemeteries, 15 pence. Now, look here. I'll chuck it overboard. Wait a minute. What's this on the back? My darling, your shapely legs and narrow hips have long bewitched me.
Do not think you can get round me with belly sweet talk.
Prefer a lump of sugar, would you? These are part of King Henry's letters. Signed, your ever-loving Tudor Tomcat. Wow! That took some spelling, I can tell you.
You speak up, man. Letters, do you say, from Henry? Let one see.
No, best not, Highness. They're in code. Make haste, boy. We must scour Hampton Court for the rest of the bundle. These I shall stow somewhere safe. They're as precious as a physician's recipe.
Because even the king's writing has healing powers.
No, lad, because if I'm to be weighed in gold for the whole set, then like a prescription, these few must be worth an arm and a leg. Well, we've searched the kitchen, great hall, kitchen, chapel royal, kitchen. Not a sausage.
So, one was belly hungry. Got to keep our strength up. This wedding will be a national occasion, very grand.
Ah, your first grand national, is it good? Let's try through here. Ah, it's a big indoor courtyard. Lines on the floor and up the walls.
It is the king's blasted tennis court.
What? Wait a minute, someone's coming. Quick, hide. It might be the king.
I should not let him see me before the wedding.
Or after, if you've got any sense. Down behind this bench.
Oh, now, good Sir Culpepper, shall we then play of the tennis?
If you so insist, noble Dereham, although it doth seem...
out, I think.
The most trifling... What do you mean, out? Verily, the ball was within. Observe.
Fault.
Seest thou the chalk dust raised as with a puff from the cheeks of Zephyrus? Fault. Thou canst not be serious. There suits thou, addle-pated whoreson. I draw my sword to you. What so? Tis stuck in my... What?
Oh. How now, Culpepper? What sayest thou?
Oh. New balls, please. I don't see it.
He won't be enjoying straight sets for a while, I promise you. Come, Highness, while they're searching around on the floor. Through here, into the garden. There looks to be a path in this hedge. Turn right. Another hedge. Right again. More hedge. Left. Another. Second right. There, left. Just as I thought.
What?
It's either a maze or a prototype for the Gatwick multi-story carriage park. Another left, straight on. We're in the center. Oh, let's sit on this bench. I would ease myself.
Can't you go behind the hedge? There's plenty of...
Highness, if I might inquire, if Henry's never seen you, just how did he pick you for his bride?
With much secrecy, diplomacy, skilled negotiations, we are sure you know how these things are done.
Yes.
Well, Henry Chook, we've had a lot of laughs. And you're a smashing fellow, despite your bluff King Halitosis. And now it's time to decide which of these lovely ladies behind the screen is going to see you get your chopper out. But before you make your mind up, here's Howard Graham to help you out with a quick reminder.
Well, Hal, will it be Catherine of Aragorn? She might have a few years before you decide you've Aragorn off her. Or perchance the lovely Anne. We know you like ten-pin bowling, but this is one tempting bowling. Mayhap Jane. Something tells us you'd certainly like to see more of her. Then verily there are Anne of Cleves. No great age, but yea, a wonderful Cleve age. Or why not another lovely Catherine? Pick her and you'll find out just how odd it can be. And forsooth, last but not least, there's Catherine Parr, already married twice.
Hello, darling.
Your very own Papa Gabor. So, Hal, a swinging sextet. Which one would you like to stick her neck out? And remember, the decision art yours.
Oh, thank God he made the right decisions. And didn't pick Scylla. Who was this under the bench? A map of the maze. Come, my lady. We'll soon be back at the boat. See, if we veer left there, turn right, bear towards the left...
Oh, come on, man. Don't be so belly thick. Let's get out of here the obvious way.
Highness?
We step over the blasted hedges. This is 1540. The thing's still only 12 inches high.
Oh, not too far to the tower now, Master Summers. Oh, I tell you, I could really do with a bag of chips and a fag.
You'll have to fetch him yourself, Walter Raleigh. A crude but effective map, this, although I'm not sure that beyond the west exit there really be sea serpents and dragons. Observe the cartography, boy. On my soul, my blushing cheeks and rosebud lips do send hot blood coursing through my veins.
Jehovah's jockstrap. We know the moon's come out, but there's no need for you to as well.
It's another of Henry's letters on the back of the map. My darling Henry, when I first saw it so big, rough and red... must be talking about his beard. Seems to be two types of letters, both from and to the king. Row faster, boy. Oh. The tide and moon are both near reaching full. Hold the torch higher, boy.
Right, sir.
Abandon hope, all ye who enter here. It's either Traitor's Gate or the BBC Radio Theatre. I'm not sure. Quietly now. We'll start with that tower. Quick, into this doorway. It's the Omen Warders.
Right, sir.
Hold. Who goes there?
The keys, my captain.
The keys? Whose keys?
The king's keys, of course. Who else's would they be?
Stick them a script. A god's keys and be recognized.
Here I am. Produces keys with military flourish. Does ancient and traditional business with doors.
Oh,
am a captain. I have done my cadet type duty. Wait for applause, not a ripple.
Blue Bottle?
Yes, my captain.
Now we're both locked in here.
As I thought, mad beef eaters. Come on, we'll sneak around the courtyard to the bloody tower. Keep close to the wall.
Right, sir.
God, you're about time they ended slopping out. Through here. Now keep that torch up, boy. Come on, down these steps. These dungeons are for the nobility. See? No doors, no bars on the window.
Of course, the more important you are, the more likely you'll be to be sent to an open prison.
Yes. They've all been here, you know. Norfolk, Somerset, Buckingham, Henry's cast-off mistresses.
But I thought the king liked Buckingham.
That's why they were his mistresses, lad. Oh, yes, no sign of any letters, though.
No prisoners either. Jester, find those blasted letters and get one out of here. Don't forget the king and one are wet this day.
The things he does for the married man's allowance, honestly. Try in here.
Oh, look at that. The crown, orb, royal scepter. And look over here, Master Summers.
Yeah, careful where you point that torch, boy.
Oh!
Right in the crown jewel, Chuck. I see a pile of papers by the door that leads to Tower Green. There's not enough light. I'll try reading them by the moon. Dear Lord Blank, you have been selected from all the peers in your area. Congratulations, your number's finally come up.
What be they, Master?
Just what you'd expect to find in the Tower of London. It's a tear-off pad of royal death warrants. Come on, back to the boat. See? The sun is rising behind Greenwich Palace. Gadzooks, but we've done some rowing these 24 hours.
Interesting use of the word we, Master.
Well, I should recommend it to our noble lords, the Duke of Cambridge and the Earl of Oxford. They're looking for a new diversion. Of course, we might go faster if you stop reading those death warrants.
Well, some of them are quite good, Master. You saucy man whose full figure sets one all a-quiver.
Give them here. They're all old letters. My darling, I press my lips upon the page. No wonder he has trouble getting servants now. Come on, lad. Row faster. Have in this boat that which will make the king's nuptials a joyous occasion.
We hope you're talking about one and not those blasted letters.
Neither, Highness. A little present I obtained for His Majesty at London Bridge. Look at the little three-pronged beauty, eh? It may be his fourth wedding, but you can never have too many toasters, you know. Roland!
Yea, verily and hallelujah. We are gathered together for the fairy tale wedding of the century.
Otherwise known as Snooty and the Beast.
Witness the joining together of our handsome and virile king to this shy, retiring, yet glamorous supermodel princess.
He must have sold an exclusive to Hello Magazine, I swear.
If any man know reason why these two may not be joined in matrimony. If any man know of any reason.
One of you. Anyone? The first person to speak gets a free cruise on the Mari Rose.
Oh, well. Henry, me old cock sparrow, takest thou this bit of skirt to be your trouble and strife? For loads of money or borassic, whether dicky or bleeding handsome, mate.
Perhaps Cranmer's new book of prayer is a bit too common.
Hortense Arkle Redrum Shergar. Wilt thou?
Of course, be belly bill. Lucifer Sernia, we blasted warned you, Cranmer. If you don't pull your confounded finger out, we'll be cancelling the wedding breakfast for a steak and martyr special.
By the power vested in me, I hereby declare you man and wife. You may now kiss the bride. Majesty, kiss the bride.
Food. Perhaps I have been wrong. Her lips are smoother than thick velvet.
My liege, it is normal to lift the veil first.
England,
bride looks as stunning as a sock filled with wet sand. So the happy couple process down the aisle, the congregation throwing rice, confetti, the old carrot. And so the party moves off, past the royal guards holding back the thronging crowds to prevent them from leaving. And I must just say, while I've got used to everyone crying at a royal wedding, I certainly think this is the first time I've seen the king join in.
And verily, Highness, with the combination of your epistolatory stratagem and her riparian activities, I think your nuptial problem is solved. Let's hope he can also take a joke. Ah, he comes.
A most excellent reception, Majesty, and may I remark what a handsome top table you make. You, the Archbishop, this beautiful lady. Yeah. Pity there wasn't room for your wife.
Indeed, good fool. A pity also our Lord Cromwell could not be here. But at least he has an excellent view of the rebels.
About the only advantage of having your head on a spike on London Bridge, really. My liege, I have retrieved some of those letters you requested. See? Our dear heroic Henry, etc., etc., loving you always, your tumescent Tudor tentpole, blah, blah, blah. But as far as I can tell, these are only segments. As for the rest...
well, they seem entire to us. Our darling Henry with all our half Henry, yes, yes, they are just as we penned them, sent them, and indeed received them. After all, who better than oneself to tell us what a superb monarch we are, what a beloved sovereign and national treasure.
No one, I suppose, until they invent Norman St. John Stevens. So, my liege, may I give you these letters I have travelled so far to retrieve?
Let us. They, good jackanapes, we are too distressed for them. For have we not discovered that our lovely bride has betrayed us?
What?
Her Archbishop Cranmer confirms, unbelievable as it may seem, she spent the night before our marriage with a man.
Yea, verily, alas and alack, a great shock. And so totally expected, unexpected, the faithless Beesum's paramour must straightway be executed. Slowly, of course, since it's a holiday.
Anne of Cleves with a man? Impossible. She was with... me? I assure you, my liege, I never touched her.
Forgot to pack a barge pole, did you? Good jester. We assure you, this will hurt us more than it hurts you. Perhaps a ritual disemboweling. Your lights plucked and thrust into a roaring fire.
Oh, the weather doesn't look right for a barbecue to me.
Or slowly and exquisitely flayed alive.
Oh, your grace, I have this dry problem skin.
Broken whole wheel, left chain to starve in a gibbet, if faith. We have more vile and unpleasant choices than a peasant with satellite television. We are, however, inclined to...
You like the toaster, then?
The marriage will be annulled, and to preserve the lady's honour, you shall marry her.
Tell me a bit more about this gibbet. Is it a good view? Oh, my liege, I agree, but if you grant me one boon...
Your weight in gold, as we promised, Will Summers. You've saved us enough in lawyer's fees. 'Tis done.
Give me her weight in gold instead. I want a stable marriage, and the extra cash will give me enough to build her one. Some fell on stony ground. Indeed. Indeed, Majesty, methinks this could see the founding of a great business dynasty.
Also?
And of Cleves taking my name. Me with my jerkin bauble and frolics. It will not be long before anyone looking for a bit of stimulation in the slap-and-tickle department calls at our little shop on London Bridge.
Verily, good jester, what shall you name this emporium?
What else? Anne Summers.
Hudd starred Rude Mechanicals, Roy Hudd, June Whitfield, Chris Emmett and John Glover. It was written by Michael Dines and the producer was Richard Wilson.